And welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jen Wah, Manifestation Coach. And the Butterfly Soul means that you are sensitive to energy. You are conscious of how other people feel, not just how you feel, but you feel everything in the room. You are an empath. You pick up on energy. You pick up on the subconscious. You like beautiful things. You are valuing the present moment, valuing gentleness, valuing what is, acceptance of all that there is. And you also believe that anything can change. You believe in the power of changing your mindset. You believe in the power of manifesting a new reality. You believe in the power of your imagination. That your imagination isn't what society told you it was. It's not just some childish thing that you have somewhere in your mind. No, imagination is holding it all. Where is your imagination right now? So this whole physical reality you see out your eyes is existing in imagination, your physical form, and then even your thoughts are appearing in imagination. But imagination itself, where is that, right? It is holding everything. So Neville Goddard taught that Jesus is the imagination because Jesus is our savior. Jesus died and he was crucified on the cross for all of our sins. All of our sins, meaning all of our mistakes, all of our wrong thinking, all of our negative thinking, all of our lack of love, all of our self-seeking, egoic unconsciousness and conditioning that doesn't help anyone or anything. It's not love. That's really what sin is. Sin is what causes destruction in our lives. Sin is wrong thinking that makes us feel low. And Jesus absorbed all of our sin, of all of humanity, and died on the cross. And when he died, he went into the underworld, into like dark shadow, the H word, but I don't like to talk about it because it kind of scares me. But, you know, like the darkness. He went into the complete shadow realm and gathered up all the souls that needed to go to heaven, right? So this is symbolic. I believe it's true. I believe it really happened. I believe Jesus is real and he's alive right now. Like, I totally believe that. Just how I'm alive right now, but I'm also a spiritual being. I'm also imagination, okay? But I am also Jen Wah Manifestation Coach. Like, that's who I am, right? Same with you. You are who you are. So I believe it's both. Jesus is Jesus. And also, what Neville is saying, right? My current understanding of all this is Neville says Jesus is your imagination, meaning your imagination is your savior because you can always imagine something healing. You can always imagine godly, holy, sacred realities. Have you ever heard the word sanctification? It's to become purified, it's to become holy, it's to become one with the word of God. The word of God. What is the word of God to you? Right? What is the word of God? So the word of God is written in the Bible, right? And I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm not. I'm just a newbie when it comes to Christianity. But I found Christianity via Neville Goddard teachings and manifestation teachings, okay? Like, I mean, I think it's in my family history. I think my grandparents were Christians, but my actual parents, we never went to church. I was baptized in a Presbyterian church when I was little, but I am not, like, I didn't ever read the Bible until just about a year or two ago. So And I love it. Absolutely. The Bible is amazing. Amazing. Like, when I read the Bible, I get just spiritual revelation. Like, I feel the presence of God more than any other book. Like, I don't feel that even when I'm reading Neville Goddard, because Neville Goddard is still, it's, there's still some, I don't know how to say. It's not the full truth, I think, but it's a part of it. So I, in my world of manifestation coaching, I combine everything that I've been through. My whole journey is yoga, so yoga philosophy, Buddhist psychology, Jungian psychology, Christianity, Neville Goddard teachings. I've taken Theta healing courses and some clairvoyant courses. I am currently, though, very focused on Christianity, and that just is so enlightening to me right now. And prayer, you know, believing that God actually is the one granting your prayers, right? Because God said, let there be light, and boom, there was light. Instant manifestation. All it took was God plus one thought equals manifestation. So God didn't need to take any other action other than the intention, other than the thought, right? And we are made in the image of God. So therefore, we have that same power to create in our lives because God gave us free will. Now, the only downside of that is that we are not perfect like God. God is perfect. We make mistakes, and we sometimes have negative thoughts, or we have anxieties or fears, or we're being spiritually attacked. Like, we could be having, you know, opposition from the subconscious of other people or the shadows in other people. And that's why we need God to deliver us from these things, and we need Jesus to save us from these things, because Jesus already did it, right? Jesus is the ultimate of what we're doing on a micro level. You know, as humans today, we are just beginning to scratch the surface of being able to perform the miracles Jesus performed. And that is the whole purpose of my life. And I believe that is the whole purpose of manifestation, to become like Jesus in your own unique way, right? God created us all to have our own unique spiritual gifts. We have all our own unique journeys, our own unique realities, our own unique purposes in our lives. And you cannot compare yourself to any other one, because God created us all so unique. Isn't it crazy? It's amazing. We are so unique, and there's never, ever going to be someone just like you. Like, you have to live it up. You have to live this life the way God intended you to live it, right? So I believe that in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, you know, we are all royalty, and we are all meant to live out a plan. There's a plan for our lives. And on earth, we have this like battle between heaven and the other one, the darkness. Like I said, I don't want to, anyways, cancel clear delete, like the darkness, you know, like we are here on earth because we are in the middle of these two, poles, and good and bad, dark and light. And so that's why we need imagination as our savior. Jesus is our savior. God is our savior, the Holy Spirit. Angels, your spirit guides, like whatever it is that you all believe in. And your belief, it exists in your imagination too. And so that's why it works, because imagination is holding it all, and imagination is creating your reality. So I was actually swimming the other day. I got done with yoga, Zumba, and then I went for a swim in the pool. And I was just like doing some freestyle, some backstroke, but mostly like dolphin dives, just playing around. I love to just get in the water and really be sensational, like feel the water on my body, feel that weightlessness, be conscious, fully alive in the water, fully conscious of, holy shit, I'm in water, you know, like, that's amazing. I know it's silly, but it literally, it's amazing. We're literally just like floating in water. I mean, it's a beautiful thing in life that we do not, we totally just take it for granted that like we can just go swimming and be weightless, you know, like we don't think about it. So anyways, that's a miracle. And I'm playing around and I'm underwater. Being underwater, there's something kind of magical with your mindset underwater, because you kind of get to tune out the world, right? So we tune out the world when we sleep at night, which is good. But then we dream, and I don't know about you, but I tend to have scary dreams often. So underwater, I can actually tune out the 3D and immerse myself in just the water and kind of tune out any opposition in my reality and just come into this one like pure source energy with my imagination. So anyways, I was swimming the other day, right? Playing around in the water, acting like a mermaid and like pretending like I'm scuba diving or something, using my childlike imagination. Enter the kingdom of heaven. You must be like a child. That's what it says. Okay, so I'm, you know, swimming and like I just got this total revelation of like of total sensation and revelation and understanding came to me. And you know when you receive an understanding about something, like how magical that is? You just receive it like from the spirit realm. You receive it from heaven. It just dawns on you, right? It's amazing. Where did it come from? It came from your imagination, because your imagination holds it all. And it's something you've been asking for. And then you finally get into a receptive mode. You find, as Abraham Hicks would say, you finally get into that allowing space, that receptive energy. And you can just finally, I can see the light. So I felt the sensation of my imagination being what's holding everything. And that nothing felt like super solid, like, oh, that is stuck that way and that's opposing what I desire in life. Nothing felt like that. I felt purely clean, open, spacious, allowing. And I felt heavenly, right? Just a knowing that it is my imagination. I'm living inside of an imaginal world. This whole thing is an appearance on the screen of my consciousness. So anyways, I don't even know how I could explain it in words, the feeling that I felt and the understanding that came upon me of that I'm literally swimming inside my own imagination or something like that. And imagination is all of it. This whole world, this whole existence. Imagination is holding it all. And so everything that you think about your reality, everything you think it is this way or that way, you think the world is this way, you think people are this way, you know, you can change the world in your own imagination. And it's gonna have a ripple effect out into the whole unified field of consciousness. You will affect everyone. And I mean, just imagine everyone having this knowing and understanding and spiritual awakening. Then we can really live heaven on earth, right? Because everybody will understand how important their thoughts are, how important their imaginal activity is, how important their alignment is, their self-care, their self-love. And that's the path, right? That's the path to the kingdom of heaven, is when we are all living in accordance to God's will. Because that's what goes on in heaven, right? Everyone, you only live God's will in heaven. There is no enemy to attack you. There is no darkness. So, imagining heaven in your reality. Like, what would a heavenly reality be like for you? And just know you can create it. You can do this. You can do this. I'm telling you, you can do this. Heavenly reality exists here and now. when you move into that imaginal space. And imagination creates reality. You know, and I also get it that if you're in a super rational mind space, this may not make any sense to you. I get that. Because I go there too. I get in spaces in my mind where I'm like, what is even going on? This feels so like heavy and solid, and I just feel stuck. When you feel stuck, go to yoga, go dance, go laugh, go do something that's gonna make you feel better. You gotta take care of your feelings. You gotta feel good. Don't become obsessed with feeling good that it starts becoming this self-seeking thing, right? Because again, oh, I didn't read that to you guys. I was reading that to my audio I recorded for my general manifestation group. No, okay, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It does not dishonor others. Okay, if you're doing that even in your imagination, that is a sin. I know we're not perfect, guys. I'm telling you, I get it. But you cannot dishonor others in the physical reality or in your mind, in your imagination, because thought is spiritual sensation. You know, it matters what you think to God, because God is listening to every single one of your thoughts. So we must think, we must renew our minds daily in accordance to God's word. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, you know? Love is not giving up on people. You know, taking space, that's fine. But we must pray for them, that God delivers them. We must imagine for them the best that we can. We're all one. We're all here in this together. You know? Okay, guys. So I wanted to share that today. That, you know, where is your imagination? And this is really weird. Okay, I'm getting a text right now of something that I was literally talking about yesterday to my friend who is in France right now. And literally, I was like, do you remember when you were at my house for family dinner? Like, how many years ago was this? Oh, that's so funny. And now my mom literally just texted me this exact picture that I was thinking of yesterday, that I asked my friend if she remembered being at this family dinner. And my mom just sent me this picture. Guys, imagination creates reality. And imagination really creates reality when you're conscious that it creates reality. Like when you're aware and you're expecting, you know, what you're imagining to manifest. But it all, you know, God works in mysterious ways no matter what. Like a lot of people in the manifesting world, they talk about like, I am God. And like, I believe, yes, we are made in the image of God. We have potential to manifest like God, right? At the same time, we're still perfecting our skills, you know? So I don't believe I can say I am God, because there is a God that is much higher than me, that is working everything out in mysterious ways beyond what I can even think or imagine. And I believe in that God, you know? I believe there is always a God that is deeper, more conscious than me, more magical than me, more amazing, more righteous. Right? So God is not like just whatever, do what you want. No, God is righteous. God is righteous. God is a righteous God. Do you know the definition of righteous? Let me read it to you. Morally right or justifiable. Morals, you know, morals matter. Because we're on earth and we will be tempted by the darkness, okay? And the unconsciousness, and sin is real. And we are not perfect. God is perfect. And God is a righteous, morally right God. And so we must learn to have, if we want to call ourselves God, well, you better understand the morals of God. You better understand what God actually thinks. And having a ego about it is literally how the darkness was formed, right? By, I don't want to go into it actually, but you know what I'm saying, okay? If you know, you know what I'm saying. When you believe so much in yourself, in that separate identity, individual, you believe so much in who you are as a separate individual, that is your destruction. That is the start of your descendant into the darkness. So pride is that feeling of like separation, that it's only you that is, and who you are is a separate individual, separate from everyone and everything. So then you think you can get away with sin. You think you can get away with imagining things that harm others. That's not going to end well. That's not the kingdom of God, right? The kingdom of God is heaven, is being humble. It's being humbled before God, because God is so much more amazing than what you can even think or imagine, you know, and living in that awe of God versus thinking like, no, I am God and I know blah, 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 and I'm like separating myself and I'm like closing myself off and creating, what am I trying to say here? Like a separate ego. Your ego is not God. Okay, this is exactly what I'm trying to say. People think their ego is God. They hear it wrong. They don't understand what people are actually saying. No, God is God, and God is not your ego. And God is not your separate individual. God is God, right? God spoke universes into existence. You didn't do that. Okay, God is within you, yes. You and God are inseparable, but you're still a human, you know? As long as you're a human, you're a human. You're a human. Just, we have to accept that we are not perfect. We are human. But we must do our best to ask God to keep perfecting us as the best God can, so that we can grow more and more Christ-like. Okay? So, that's what I have to say about that. These things are still, you know, these are still new understandings for me in manifestation. And I feel like I'm going through a bit of a Christian awakening. And like I said, I didn't grow up going to church. I didn't grow up with any religious influence, really. My mom said, worship in the Rose Garden. That was my upbringing. My parents were, I feel like I have an advantage because my parents did always teach me mind over matter, and I grew up in an athletic family. We were always having to run up hills, bike, swim. I swam in the Olympic trials. I was a swimmer, guys. I used to get up at 4:20 in the morning and go to swim at 5 a.m. What? For 2 hours, go to school, go back an hour of dry land, swim 2 more hours. You know, I mean, craziness. But that really taught me mind over matter. Even the days I felt like I didn't want to go to practice, I didn't want to go swim, I still did, and I made it through the practice. Was there a bit of self-harm and self-torture in that? Yes, and that's the part that's not self-loving and that I am no longer doing that to myself anymore. But at the time, you know, I was young and I was just doing what my coach told me to do and what my parents told me to do. But anyways, the positive side of all that is that I'm trying to get across here is mind over matter. I feel like my parents did a really good job of teaching that to me. And that really benefits me with my life today as a manifestation coach. And it's true, mind over matter, you know, thoughts create reality. And what is that really saying too at a deeper level is that imagination creates reality. Imagination is holding all your thoughts. Imagination is holding all your beliefs, you know? So yes, this is deep. So I hope this podcast serves you and just, if anything, gives you a new idea, a new way of thinking, which opens up a new reality for you, because that's all it takes. You know, a few conversations with me in one of my programs makes a huge difference in your life and changes all kinds of things. We can change anything about your current reality, and it doesn't have to take much time because we get straight to the point and look at exactly the simple way that things are just manifesting purely out of imagination. So I just pray that you receive more God's word in your life. You receive more divine will in your life. You receive more the power of Jesus. That Jesus overcame the world. Jesus walked on water. Jesus multiplied abundance. Jesus, he instantly healed people. Jesus instantly rebuked shadows, negative energy out of people, you know? And it says, Jesus said, we will do greater works, even greater works, you know, and more works. And that's what we should be focused on, every single one of us. This, how can we heal this whole freaking planet? Through the power of our mind, imagination, and our love. And remember, love is not self-seeking. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. You know? And we will have to keep reminding ourselves of that, you know? Because we will forget. But let's manifest that we don't. Let's do our best to manifest that we don't. All right, guys. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.